Hi, Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, there were new anti-government protests in Syria. This time, the unrest spread to the port city of Latakia. People there were angry after watching Syrian President Bashar al-Assad speak on TV. It was Assad's first public speech since protests against his rule erupted nearly 2 weeks ago. The beleaguered Syrian president spoke vaguely about reforms, but he ignored calls to lift Syria's 48-year-old emergency law, a tool used by the government to squash dissent, and he blamed the unrest on a foreign conspiracy. The BBC's Lina Sinjab is in Damascus. Earlier today, she told us about the protests that followed Assad's speech.
In Latakia, in the coastal city of Latakia, people took to the streets and some residents confirmed to the BBC that there is heavy gunfire taking place there. We've heard other reports that in the city of Deraa and in Sanamein, people also took to the street. They were not satisfied with his speech, but we cannot independently verify these information.
You know, when we call him a beleaguered leader, he certainly didn't look that when he strode to the podium today with the parliamentarians reading him poetry, congratulating him, applauding. He was pretty much the vision of confidence. Could that be a facade, or is he actually feeling as though he is not under verbal assault anyway from the people?
Well, it's difficult to tell what is in the mind, but definitely from his body language and the way he was laughing and cheering and even responding to some of the comments and poetry that the parliamentarians gave to him, he was actually acting in an act of confidence. He definitely has supporters around, the people who like him, people who believe in him, and people who would want him to stay. But that doesn't deny the fact that there are many others who are frustrated and who are calling for more and who are disappointed with his speech today.
For a lot of people, I think it harkens back to several weeks ago when Egypt's Hosni Mubarak gave a very confident speech and was on the offensive, in fact, accusing foreign media, foreign elements, young people on drugs of stirring up chaos in Egypt. And he ended up resigning the next day after that speech. Is there any sign right now that among those who are protesting right now that they're going to push the president in some way where he might have to back off? I mean, who has the strongest arm right now?
Well, Egypt has been open with multi-party laws and with active civil society for years now, which is not present in Syria. In Syria, the situation is different. There is the one-party ruling. Political freedoms are not available, and that's what people were calling for. So although there are people who are in the street calling for change, but it's hard to imagine that they would be the powerful side. It's going to be a hard job for them.
What's at stake for Washington as Syria's government deals with these growing protests now?
Well, we've heard from the Obama administration, specifically from the State Secretary Hillary Clinton, that the Syrian administration should allow peaceful protest and not crack down on protesters. But at the same time, we also heard that the United States is not willing to interfere in Syria the way it's interfering in Libya. So there is a straight line that has been drawn here in comparing the situation in Syria with other countries in the region.
The BBC's Lina Sinjab in Damascus, Syria, talking to us about Syria's President Bashar al-Assad's address to his nation today, an address that did not meet the expectations of demonstrators who are hoping for reform. Thank you, Lina.
Thanks.